Hello everyone, welcome to our session about self-esteem, how to improve your self-esteem. My name is Furkan, I'm a volunteer at InSpace in Covent Garden in London. So welcome to everybody from a very sunny London today. So we are going to talk about self-esteem, the true definition of self-esteem, the understanding that we have, and also we look at the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem there a little bit, because the terms can be used interchangeably. And then we will look at how can I keep my self-esteem stable, and what shall I do, where shall I base it on. And then we will look at some habits that we might have created over the years in our lives that knocks down our self-esteem, and also antidotes to those habits. And after that, at the end, we'll have some tips and tools that you can use in your daily life to put into practice to help to bring your level of self-esteem up. So that's that really. And at the end, when we have if we have time, we will do a short meditation on self-esteem. So firstly, briefly, let's have a look at the difference between self-esteem and self-confidence. I mean, difference meaning how we define it, so there's no confusion. So when we use self-confidence, it's when we mean self-confidence, it's the things that you do, your skills, your abilities, etc., all those things. When you do them, you feel good, you get feedback, and then that's where you base your self-confidence. That's self-confidence. When we talk about self-esteem, it's the feelings that you have for yourself. So it could be high self-esteem or low self-esteem, healthy and unhealthy, so that kind of thing. And in terms of self-esteem, it's the feelings that you have for yourself, no matter what's going on the outside, positive or negative, that doesn't affect your feelings about yourself, the esteem that you hold for yourself. So that's the difference. So let's say this esteem you have for yourself, it's quite low. What would happen is, even if people praised you, it would be difficult for you to feel. Let me just one second. Okay, so you can hear me okay, right? Or because of that also, you will get affected by other people's comments more. So your inner world will be a bit like a yo-yo. It will go up and down quite easily, because the esteem that you have for yourself is not high enough, it's not stable. But if you have solid self-esteem, which we'll talk about where you base it on and it becomes solid later on, but when you have that, there will be no judgment about your mistakes and your shortcomings. Even though you feel guilty, maybe you feel bad, regret it, it won't take long. You will recover quickly. So that's that. And there will be this internal security, because it's based on the feelings you have for yourself, something that's in your control. That's not like external things that can change and it has no control. So you feel unique, you feel authentic, you feel valuable, but also there's not this arrogance, because you have these feelings for yourself, you also know that other people are unique and valuable. So that's a beautiful feeling. And the inner dialogue in your head is very positive. Like I said, if you made a mistake, you can pick yourself up easily, because the inner dialogue is encouraging, uplifting. That's that. And then you wouldn't focus on the mistake. You would progress. You would focus on the progress. What I'm going to do? What is my next step? So imagine having these feelings in your mind, the feelings for yourself, this freedom, this lightness. So it would be wonderful to feel that way. And it is only possible when you base your self-esteem on something solid, that is who you are. Sorry, one second. And I would like to use the analogy of the iceberg here when we talk about who you are. Yes, what does that mean? You know, who am I? So let's have a look at an iceberg. So let's say 20% of an iceberg is outside. That's visible to everybody. And the external things in my life. And the 80% of the iceberg is not so visible. And these are the things that we don't really maybe pay that much attention. We put a lot of focus on the things that can be seen outside. And those things are like my self-image, could be physical, or my status and things like that, my family, my relationships, my possessions. Things like that, the things that are on the outside. Let's say I base my self-esteem on my job. What happens if I lose my job or I get bad feedback in my job? You know, my feelings for myself will go up and down in that sense. My hobbies, for example, you know, if somebody likes them or not, or if I can find other people to practice them. Again, it's kind of, you know, up and down in that way. And one thing that is common about these things, my physical appearance, my relationships, my job, my position, they all change. And if I base my feel good factor, the way I feel about myself, my value on these things, I will be also quite unstable, because when there's change that I can't control, there might be fear, anxiety, anger even, because there's this fear of loss. And also because this is the only 20% of that iceberg of who I am, even everything looks great on this section, because it's a small section. If I'm not paying attention to the bottom part of this iceberg, there will be something missing, and I won't feel full enough, etc. So let's have a look at what this bottom part consists of. So it's my emotions, firstly, and then at the very bottom, the biggest section is my inner values, my inner strengths, my inner qualities, my core. And this is the same for every human being. I've had it when I was born, and I will always have it. It cannot be destroyed. It's the same in everyone, but the way we use them, we mix them and bring them out in life are different. And these things are my peace, my love, my joy, my inner power, my wisdom, all these positive qualities. And when you think about love, you know, we can think about millions of qualities that are related to love, yeah, strengths. So when we look at the top of the iceberg, I'm holding on to those things, or I'm trying to get love, peace, joy from these things. But because they move and change all the time, then my peace, my joy, they also fluctuate. So I want to be stable and keep that bottom section strong and get to know that part. And then everything else will ripple. It will affect the top sections of that. Let's give an example. For example, you have a job. Let's say you're the manager of a team, but you're not focusing. Your main attention is not that I'm the manager and, you know, whatever I say, and this is my job, and if I don't focus my attention on that, but I focus it on, I'm going to build a team that is accepting, there is gratitude for each of us, there is respect, there is understanding, there is joy, lightness. So if I base my attention on these things, which is the bottom section of the iceberg, so that's what I'm using, that's what I'm practicing these skills, that's what I'm sharpening. So one day it happens that I lose my job, the position is taken, I will still be left with these skills. And because that was my focus and nobody can take those things from me, my self-esteem will stay high, even though, I mean, of course, oh, you can't hear me at times. I am not sure what to do with that. I'll come closer and let me know, please, if some people said they can't hear me sometimes. Maybe I'll stay stable a bit more. Okay, so please let me know. So when the job is gone, I'll still be left with these skills, and I can. Perfect. Okay, thank you. So I will be able to say that, the job is gone, the position is gone, but I have these skills. I know I've used them. They're working really well. Okay. And then I will have the confidence that I can use them in any other area. And when I focus on this bottom section, my qualities, my positive. Okay. So people can hear me. Okay. So that's my focus. And also if I do that, focus on these qualities, then it will affect my every area of my life, the way I talk to myself in my relationships, the way I relate to my possessions, it will be heavy. It will have those qualities, the lightness, the joy, whatever comes to your mind that is related to those four or five qualities that I mentioned. So as I said, it is in there, it's in all of us. But then why can't we access it all the time? Why don't we feel it all the time? So first thing is we didn't know they were there, maybe. Or also we were taught that we were supposed to get these things from outside. Let's say love. Let's say when you were a child, your parents said, oh, if you're a good girl, I love you or whatever. You know what I mean? So that was the condition. We said, oh, if I do something good, I'll be loved, and et cetera, et cetera. So maybe these conditions, but because we haven't looked really that we had them, and when you don't know, how can you focus on them? We thought if we had a good job, if we had the latest iPhone, whatever, it would make us feel good about ourselves. But now we know, especially at these times, that the really only thing, the only inner strength, the only strength that we can hold on to forever is our own inner strength. So looking at these things, I based my attention, my focus on the top section, and then in that moment I create some unhealthy habits. So let's have a look at those unhealthy habits. And one of them is, first one is, I put all my attention, all my eggs in one basket. Let's say I found an area in my life and I said, that's it, that will give me the peace, the love, the security, joy, let's say my relationship or my job or my clothes or whatever. And then I put all my attention in there. And what happens is when that's gone, you are almost lost. What do I do with myself? Who am I? What is my value? You feel kind of almost like nothing. So the antidote for that is again to look at those qualities at the core of myself, the positivity, the inner powers. And when I look at them, when I use them, when I practice them, and which we will talk about later on how, then again, I mentioned before, it spreads out evenly. in all the areas. And I don't put one attention only one thing. I put attention on, let's say, paying respect, being kind, being joyful, rather than only in this particular area, I'll be nice and joyful and give all my focus on that. So there will be more balance in me. So that's one. And the second one is we start to compare ourselves when we don't have this belief, the idea that I have everything I need, I'm strong, and I don't need to look for these answers. So I start to compare myself, somebody more successful, more beautiful, or etc., etc. Because I don't know that I'm unique. I have those qualities and I can mix them and use them the way I want. And then, of course, the opinions of others will influence me. When somebody says something, I'll instantly get influenced. And also, you know, there will be always someone or something to compare yourself with, always. So that's a no-go area there. Again, then what do I do? When my mind goes into this inner critic more than comparing it, again, the solution is to look at that, the core section of what do I really have? What is my inner strength and my contribution? And once I start to get to know this part of myself, I will stop comparing myself, because I will feel that I am unique. I don't need to compare myself with anyone. And we are all different. So that's that. So all eggs in one basket, comparing. And the next one is having this perfectionist mindset, that no matter what you do, it's not enough. There's always something you can do more. And then you don't really enjoy the journey. Whatever you're doing, you're kind of harsh on yourself. And when that mindset kicks in, you also take your negative sides very personally, meaning you make a mistake, or you have a personality trait that you're not happy about. You say, oh my God, I am like this. I'm always like this. I can't change. You know, you take everything really, really seriously. And it's almost like you're really attached to those things that you can't separate yourself from them. And the antidote for that is, you know, separating yourself from those things, the things that you haven't changed yet. So you see you see your progress, but also you say, it's like you have this kind attitude towards yourself. It's like you would do that to a friend. So you're talking to yourself, you know, like we mentioned at the beginning about having healthy levels of self-esteem, that the inner dialogue is uplifting. So when you know that you internally are strong and positive, that inner dialogue also works in that way. So that perfectionist voice, the criticism will subside. Accepting what you want to change, but also accepting that you have the goodness, the strength that you need. And the other thing that the trap that we fall into is we start to take other people's moods personally. Let's say there is someone that day, they're not feeling great and they're a bit snappy. And if your self-esteem is on the low side and you base your feel-good factor from that feedback, you'll feel, gosh, did I do something wrong? Why are they like that to me? Did I do something yesterday and they're like this morning? And all this doubt will kick in, because I'm seeking approval from outside. Again, that's the same thing, isn't it? Maybe it's in our upbringing that when I thought if my mom likes what I do, then I'll be okay with that kind of thing. Or if there's something not, there was a kind of unpleasant situation at home when you were a child and you thought you were responsible. You know, children, as children, we all did that. So from that habit, habit kicks in, taking other people's moods personally. And so I need to teach myself to be self-reliant on this feel-good factor. I need to teach myself that no matter what feedback I'm getting on the outside, I'm open, I'm not naive or just ignoring comments, but I'm not beating myself up and accepting everything that comes on my way. You know, I look at it, I check it, because inside I know, you know, I am stable. I know my values, my strengths, my goodness, all those things. And another thing that really plays a big role on low self-esteem is not having assertiveness, not being able to set boundaries. And what happens, the result of that is, because it's almost like you let yourself down, you're not standing up for yourself. It really brings your self-esteem down even more. And the reason for that is, not being able to set boundaries. Again, the same thing. I'm seeking approval. I don't want to be rejected, because I think if I'm rejected and not accepted, that was the top of the iceberg. That's why I've been working on all this time. If that's gone, then what do I do? But these fears, sometimes they don't have a solid foundation. When you're assertive, people are usually more comfortable around you. You know, they know what you like, don't like, and it's much easier. But because of this fear of rejection, we kind of become a bit, okay, I'm not going to say anything, but inside, you know, you're letting yourself down. And and again, you need to, if you want to set boundaries, you need to know what your values are, what your priorities are. And it's difficult to know this if you've been basing your priorities on other people's opinion, because you know what they like, but you don't really know what you like. So you need to, again, look at that bottom part of the iceberg. You know, who am I? What is my, what are my values? What is important for me? What is my strength? All those things. What makes me feel good? And what bothers me? You know, all these things, I need to know myself in that inner level rather than just the external, you know, what I can do physically, etc. And maybe one key in this assertiveness is, we don't want to be too rigid, but a tool that we can all use is, you can check, is this a principle for me? Or is it a preference? So that's how you can also build your assertiveness without being too rigid, and you know when to step back. What I mean is, when it's a principle, let's say you are vegan and you don't eat animal products, then you can say no thank you nicely without being aggressive. But if it's a matter of going to which restaurant where you can have vegan food, you can say, oh, I prefer this, but it's okay. My friends want to go to this one. This is just a simple example, but you know what I mean. So you don't want to be like a box, you know, because life is, you know, relationships are flexible. And also I'm using all these values, these positive qualities that I have. And one of them is all tolerance, acceptance, and then adapting. Yeah, so that's the first bit. I'm just going to take a sip of my water. So again, in all these habits that we've created that kind of knock down our self-esteem, you know, putting all eggs in one basket, comparing, perfectionist, not being assertive enough, all those things, all of them I mentioned, looking at that core foundation, the inner qualities. But before those inner qualities, we have emotions, and emotions are very powerful, the way you feel about things. And and they can, you know, they might block the way I go to my inner core, you know, the way I feel, you know, the sadness, the fear, etc. They might kind of look like that on my way, but I need to keep persevering. So the key to go through those emotions to get to my peace, to my love, to my joy. I really need to keep persevering, you know, keep creating the thoughts that I need. And then, so that one is definitely perseverance, meaning you dig deep. It's almost like drilling oil. So until you get to the oil, you dig deep. But the thing about oil drilling is you know the oil is there. So we need to build that trust that those qualities are there. And once you're able to calm your mind down, feel that inner peace, inner joy, you will start to feel that it is the reality, and it will start to overflow in your life, like when you hit the oil, you know, it kind of comes out. So how am I going to build that trust that I have these in me? So the first thing to do is maybe give yourself a day, a week, however long you want to give, but look at everything you're doing and try and see these inner values, inner qualities, this positivity, how you are using them. Let's say love. You take it up, and love could be kindness, appreciation, compassion, many, many adjectives you can build on love. Have a look at your day, week, and see how you are using them already. When do you feel love? What brings that out in you? And how it changes your life, other people, even if it's tiny. So you look at that, you find it, you identify your feeling, how you feel, etc. And then, you know, document it, maybe keep a journal. And then you can say, oh gosh, I have this compassion, this gratitude, this love, which I can build on. So finding a quality, focusing on it, and just try and see that, where is it? You know, how am I using it? It's already there. You're already using them anyway. And then once you access these qualities, once you see them, you have them, that's where your strength comes from. Because that's your ingredients. That's what makes you these positive qualities. It gives you more energy than food, more energy than other people's feedback. You know, it's very, very uplifting. So that's one. And the second thing is find your inner strengths, your own uniqueness. And if you are on the low self-esteem, if you're on the scale of low in terms of self-esteem, this would be hard to do because you're constantly focusing on what you're not good at and you can't do and blah, blah. So some of the things we can do is, one is look around you, look at the people you admire, the people you find inspirational. If you find somebody admirable, inspirational, because you have those qualities inside you. You had some time somewhere, if not now. And usually you have them, meaning, I mean, we always have them, but they're on the surface anyway. Because if you didn't have them, you wouldn't have seen them in other people. Impossible if you didn't have them. So they're there. Look at the people you admire. So that's one. And the other thing is, look at the positive qualities or strengths that you see in other people and you say, gosh, I don't have this. And it also bothers you. Let's say patience, yeah? And you say, oh, she's so patient. Why can't I be like that? I irritate her, annoy her so easily. Again, it means this was one of your biggest strengths at some point and now you're craving it back. It's like if you never had chocolate, you wouldn't even see it. You wouldn't crave it. It is a bit like that. That almost like frustration that why don't I have it is the sign that you've had it and it was one of your strengths. That's why it bothers you. I thought this was really, really good to hold on to. And also look for what makes you get out of bed, the things that you like doing. And this is now a great time also to find out about these things. You know, we have not that rushing, hopefully, still. So have a look at the things that you like doing, you know, makes your heart jump even a little bit. And dig deep, you know, what quality does it have that I like this? And see that that's also one of your strengths. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is now, so we did these kind of daily things, practical things. Again, another thing to do during the day is this is more to do with thoughts, because deep down, it all starts in the thoughts. We need to go back to that level. So the third thing is you step back and you confront these thoughts that bring your self-esteem down. And I'm going to use the tool WAIT, WAIT, what am I thinking? So you can put stickers all around your house. And basically you keep stopping and you say, what am I thinking? What's going on in my head? Is it negative? Is it positive? Without getting into the stories, without judging, just say, what am I thinking? Is it helpful? Is it uplifting? What am I thinking? So you do that. You are detaching yourself. You're observing what's going on in your head. And then the next step comes. You start to accept without feeling bad about these thoughts that you have for yourself, for life. And this acceptance is a positive energy. So that will bring you to that inner peace. Again, you know, that helps you to go down into the bottom of that iceberg. And then when you accept it, it's easier to replace those thoughts with something positive. With a positive affirmation that is true for you, that touches your heart, that makes sense to you. And then, of course, always you gotta act on it. So let's say if you think, gosh, I'm so anxious, but you catch yourself, what am I thinking? Why is there to be anxious? And you can just repeat to yourself, I am peaceful. I can be peaceful. And the more you do this, the more it comes to the surface, the more you can put it in your action. And the more you put it in your action, that really has a huge effect on your self-esteem. And then you can practice even this, just I am peaceful. Even just saying it, the words have vibrations. Try it for a week. Even if you don't feel it, other people will comment on it. And that is huge power, and it affects your self-esteem immensely. So that's the first thing about just in generally looking at your thoughts and changing them, observing them, accepting them, and then kind of changing them. And the second one is, so far we got some inner strength, some positivity. Now I can look at the parts that I don't like about myself. So the third thing is I disidentify, but then I act. So let's say there is a personality trait I don't like about myself. Let's say maybe sometimes I speak abruptly and might, you know, hurt people. So I want to change this. I am honest, but because now I got to know this core values I have, I'm stronger. So I can look at these things I want to change, and I feel that I can change. So I know what to change. Maybe abrupt speaking, I change it to kind, you know, gentle words, compassionate. And then, of course, I always remember this bottom of the iceberg, that this is me, this is real me, my inner goodness, my inner powers. So that's the thing I need to remember. And then, of course, I need to start making changes. Abrupt speaking to, kind, gentle. And first, maybe you will say it, but maybe you will be able to correct yourself quite soon enough, rather than, you know, letting it go for days and whatnot. And always recognize your improvements. You know, when you're on a project like this, self-esteem, you've got to document your achievements. Always look back, and that's what you can use. Again, another technique, journaling, you know, writing about your improvement, so that you can go back and then talk about those things to yourself and convince yourself that you're changing, you're going back to your original core, that bottom of the iceberg. So this detaching, observing is, you know, the wait, what am I thinking? You can do that for your general thoughts. And then in terms of disidentifying with your negative sides that you want to change, you can use a meditation technique called mindset. So maybe not mindset, but maybe I'll give you the steps. So you find what you want to change, and you know what you want to replace it with. So you focus on the positive. Let's say you sit down quiet in your mind, in your meditation. The best time to do this in the morning. So you're contemplating on this new quality that you want to bring out. Let's say kind words. You're contemplating on it. You're visualizing maybe a dialogue that you want to have with somebody. To fix a word that you said maybe that hurt them. So you can practice it. You can feel it in your meditation. And this is a visualization technique that a lot of professional athletes use to feel what they want to do. You know, it's almost like you're bringing what you want to do and feel to yourself. So visualization is very helpful. So contemplate, realize, and then, of course, apply always in self-esteem, in everything. You've got to put it into practice. And there might be fear, anxiety, tiny victories, but it will get better and better. So perseverance. Remember, you're digging deep for oil. So never give up. It's there. Okay. So with the meditation, you're focused on one quality, one thing you want to change. And then I think it's best to do one thing at a time. And then usually when you fix one thing, a lot of things fall into place. And lastly, again, the self-reflective writing, journaling. Again, look online. There are loads of tools, questions. It could be just acknowledging your achievements, gratitude, or just, you know, stream of consciousness, writing down what's going on in your head to understand yourself. But definitely always finish it with a positive note, because self-esteem needs a lot of upliftment, a lot of positivity to move forward. And so these are the things that we have in self-esteem. So we looked at the difference between self-esteem, self-confidence, the true definition of self-esteem, definition of true self-esteem, where there is this lightness, this joy in your mind, that your inner conversation with yourself is so powerful, so beautiful, so positive, like you would talk to your best friend. It's always like that. Imagine being with somebody 24/7. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So that's that. And then we talked about the iceberg, the top section, the 20%, and then the 80% that we need to pay attention, understanding our emotions without being judgmental, and then digging deep and finding that positivity inside. And then we talked about the tools, again, digging deep, building trust that you have those qualities inside by looking at your actions. You're already using these things, finding your positive qualities, your strengths, and stepping back, confronting, using the weight. What am I thinking? Observe, accept, and change. And then meditation, contemplation. So all of that. Well, thank you. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Now we're going to finish with a meditation. Again, these reflections, these meditations are, we are not kidding ourselves. We are teaching our minds to talk to ourselves nicely, because that's the thing that we need, all of us, that we really need to learn to be self-reliant and accept our own goodness. Okay, so if you can join me, thank you very much. And at the end, I will talk about what we have upcoming. Make sure you're sitting comfortable, and let me know if you can hear me with the music. So make sure you're comfortable so that your body doesn't pull you to discomfort. Just feel the thoughts, the energy in your mind. Maybe it's excited that it's heard some truth, some uplifting thoughts. Whatever the feeling is, just step back and watch those feelings from the space of very gentle, very powerful peace, your own peace. The moment you watch your mind, you are in this peace. Just recognize that. Because thoughts will come and go, good or bad, this peace will always stay with you. When you feel this peace, your mind also quietens down, because that's what's looking for, and your thoughts slow down. Slow down, you can direct them to wherever you like. And now imagine yourself standing by a pond. With lotus flowers. Look at the petals, the colors. Just enjoy the beauty. And also teach yourself how to be. Because nature is a great example for that. The peace of a lotus flower, the beauty, the roots are in the mud in the pond, but it knows how to take the best from whatever is happening on the outside to use it and to shine, to spread fragrance and beauty. And in the same way, I can be like this lotus flower, unique and detached from all the negative noise in my head, enjoying my own company, my own inner beauty, which spreads all around, inspiring others to do the same. I am like this flower. unique, no comparison. Total appreciation for myself and for everything around me. And gently, as you bring your attention to this moment, keep those feelings inside you and be nice to yourself. Thank you very much for joining me.